This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, we're halfway home on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for all of you guys showing up for us every single day. And man, the chat was just insane. When I was in Hawaii, it was crazy. We had such big news to talk about and crazy game. So just really appreciate you guys making us a part of your morning every day. I really, really do. From the bottom of my cold, dark, dead heart, you guys make it easy to get out of bed. Coming in and do this every day. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program and San Diego's best sports anchor, Benjamin Higgins, as recently named by San Diego Magazine. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much.
Who won best radio personality?
Gina Aguilar.
Gina the Latina.
Gina the Latina.
All right. She
seems
to clean up on those awards.
She does well on those.
Yeah. That reminds me. Did you guys see the Marconi Award nominations yesterday?
I did not.
KWFN?
You will be pleasantly surprised to see that we were not nominated.
Oh, okay.
Once again.
That's fine. That'd be a cool one to win, but oh well. No big deal. You know, as I mentioned earlier, not in it for the awards. I'm in it for the money.
If somehow
and the
we
fame
were nominated,
and the power.
If we somehow did get nominated for a Marconi Award, which would never happen.
But well, it takes a lot of work by our boss.
And,
so,
yeah, that's, like I said, it'll never happen.
He's got tweets to block.
So, if that happens, though, we go to New York for that dinner.
Just to clarify, there are lots of awards that are given out in radio. A Marconi Award is actually like the one that's the most prestigious.
It's like winning an Oscar.
Yeah, like that's it, like nationally recognized. Well, as being like the best in your craft. Now, I don't know what categories they have for the Marconi Awards.
They have sports.
Like
major,
they have sports.
They do have a sports category.
Major, mid-market, small markets. Yep. They got it all. Now, see, I always think about it in terms of like Emmys versus Marconis, like TV, radio.
Yeah.
Now, Emmys, they have like the Emmy Awards show once a year that you'll see on, you know, CBS or whatever it's on. February or something
Yeah,
like
usually
that.
Early in the year.
But then there's also regional Emmys,
yeah,
which
correct.
Is like, you'll see like the Southwest region, sure. the Northwest region, whatever. And those ones are obviously smaller smaller pool to choose from. You get a little bit better chance. They don't do that in radio with Marconis. It's just the national,
right. the big
like
dog.
The big award is the only one you can get.
The trick though with the local, like the regional Emmys, and we're in the Southwest where it's like San Diego, Palm Springs, you know, certain... You actually have to buy
correct.
Your Emmy if you want to win a trophy. Like you have to pay a fee to submit your entry.
Yep.
It's like a couple hundred dollars if you even want to submit a tape for them to review. And then if you win, you got to pay another like $180 for the actual, you know, the wing trophy statue of the Emmy. And of course, yours truly has been too cheap to ever do either of those things in his career. So I've never even submitted one because I didn't want to pay the entry fee to even be nominated.
Him wrestling with himself. Well, should I? No, that's $200. I'm not going to do that. It probably
and then
won't
if I win,
win
I got to pay even more
extra, yeah.
for the trophy.
Yeah.
Which, what am I going to do with it, you know? But,
hey, you put it up. It's
I
nice.
I don't really put things up, though. You know me.
I do, yeah.
I don't collect things. I don't put things up. It'll just end up in a, you know, a drawer or in the garage or something. And
now, Woods, if you worked in television, you would have submitted at least for one, right?
The problem for me, Paulie, is that I don't know how to submit. So that's what they would have said, can you send in a reel? I would have said, I don't have any reels. I don't know. Somebody, if I got fired today.
I assumed if you worked in television,
I have my
you
own
would
reel.
Know how to make a reel.
Yeah.
But
I guess. Somebody could ask me, if I got let go from here today, and let's say, you know, somebody in the area, maybe not in San Diego, but somebody in the general area said, hey, Woodsy, we'd like you to come here. Can you send us an air check? I'd say, no. And they'd say, well, what are you talking about? I go, I don't have any air checks. I don't have any headshots. I don't have any air checks. So I could send you like some Instagram reels that my producer put together. That's it. I'm not good at submitting stuff like that.
So technically, when a news program, like Best Newscast, Best Evening Newscast is nominated and wins an Emmy, everyone who worked on and appears on
yes.
the show is an Emmy winner. And Channel 10 does submit every year like one or two newscasts a year, and I'm usually the sports guy on them. So technically I have won probably, you know, a dozen Emmys in my life as part of the newscast, the because Channel 10 often wins the Emmy for Best Newscast
yeah.
in the evenings. I've always been asked, do you want to buy the trophy that goes
You've had
with that.
The chance to
Yes, I have had the chance to do it. I've
All
never
right.
submitted my own entry for like best sports
anchor.
Cast or best sports anchor, but I have won a bunch of them with our newscast Emmys. I just never actually buy the trophy that goes with it. Because I feel like it's not even mine. It's like it's the producer who put together the show and the main anchor.
You should have done one.
Yeah, you should have done one.
After
however
many years you end up doing television, to be able to look back and be like, yeah, I won an Emmy.
Let's buy him one. The next time it's up, let us know, and we'll go into the show fund, and we'll spring for it.
Now, doing all these news anchors, you know,
lately
shifts that I've been doing lately, if one of those got nominated and we won, maybe I'd have to think about it.
Are you done?
Kind of, I am done, yes. I am off today. I don't have any more news anchor shifts, at least for the next couple of weeks.
I should have noticed the golf attire.
I do not have long pants on. I do not have to go into television right after the show today and start working on anchor scripts.
Golfing?
I am golfing.
Where are you playing?
I am playing with two of my former Channel 10 colleagues. Haven't seen them in a while. Steve Smith and Jeff LaValle.
Oh, I love both those guys.
And we are playing. I invited you. You said you couldn't play.
I can.
At Fairbanks Ranch.
Oh, nice.
Country Club. I know. Yeah,
very
got
nice.
Around, got an inn there. So going to go play. I haven't played there in a long time.
There's nobody on the planet that loves an inn.
An inn to a country club? Who doesn't love an inn to a country club?
God, it's funny. We were just talking about this yesterday. Speaking of inns, I thought I was going to have such a nice inn for both of you guys moving here in about 6 weeks back into the San Diego city limits, where I will be able to get a residence card and get those cheaper green fees.
Torrey Pines. Playing the South Course for, what is it, $70 now?
I haven't looked in a while because I haven't been a resident.
Deal in golf. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Coronado. I haven't played Coronado in like 15 years. Can't wait to get back out there. And I was like, oh, this will be great. I'll book our tee times and you guys can pay me back whenever. Like, we'll get that lower rate. And he said, no, everybody has to have a residence card, not just the guy that books.
You can get yourself the lower rate, but you can't get anyone else a lower rate at Torrey Pines unless they also have a residence card and live in the city.
It's
you guys
so want
to move in with me and Megan, I mean, for the cheap golf.
It's so weird because I live 15 minutes from Torrey Pines. You know what I mean? Like, we are close to Torrey Pines golf course. And apparently, I'm not a resident of San Diego.
I used to live in La Mesa. I was a block and a half away from the city limit. Like, it was like the year that the Chargers the vote went to the ballots. I couldn't vote. I couldn't vote on it. I walk my dog past a sign. This is welcome to San Diego County or whatever. San Diego city limits.
A story we were doing on Channel 10 last week. They're going to start charging for parking at Balboa Park. Like, you know, the parking lots around the zoo and stuff. If you're a city resident, though, you're going to get a big discount. But county residents, you're out of luck. I mean, if you're just a mile outside the city limit, sorry, you're paying the same price as tourists coming from Oklahoma to come see the zoo. And it's like, no, I'm not a tourist.
I live here.
I live here. I've lived here my entire life. What does it matter if you're in the city limits or not in the city limits?
I mean, how is that not a county limit thing?
It's truly insane. There's a guy in our chat said he just got his city card. He's going to be playing Torrey this weekend. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's kind of the dream. And listen, believe me, I've thought about trying to game the system.
I don't know.
They make it apparently impossible.
Speaking of parking, I wondered if anyone noticed this story because I had this a couple days as well. Apparently, the city of San Diego has finally gotten wise to the fact that a lot of people, when they go to a Padres game, will find a metered space for, you know, and put in, you know, $4 or $5 in the meter that gets them to 6 o'clock, and then it's free after that. And instead of paying, you know, the lot rates around Petco Park,
because it's
for
like
a
2 hour limit, so like
30,
a 640,
50 bucks,
640 start with a 2 hour limit. You get there after 4:30, you're good to go.
You're good to go. So they've gotten wise to this, and starting next month, I believe, they have instituted like special surge pricing. So when there's a Padres game or like a concert at Petco Park for like 2 hours before and 2 hours after, it's $10 an hour to park around Petco Park.
So like
if you're there for 3-4 hours, it's now $30-$40, and you're basically paying the
same
you would
as
be
a lot.
So like for
tonight,
going into a lot.
Tonight, I mean, if say this is in effect and you have a Padres game, but like also you're not going to the game, you got dinner downtown, somewhere in the gas lamp, any street parking is going to be Padres parking.
It's
costs.
Only like the East Village. I mean, does anyone really go to dinner in the East Village on a Padres game night when you're not going to the game?
People are there all the time.
There's a lot of restaurants
aren't
around.
They going to the game or
no.
They live there? Like, does anyone actually drive down by Petco Park? Hey, I would love to go to dinner tonight, you know, one block from Petco Park, like at Cali or something, knowing that there's a game that night. I would like, no, I'll go on a night when they're on the road or something. It's got to be a problem for the businesses down there for people who don't want to go to the game. Now, if you're going to the game, it's perfect. Hey, go have dinner, then go to the game, or go to an afternoon game and go to dinner. It probably helps out the other way. But you avoid Petco Park if they have a game if you're not going to the game.
I mean, I'm fine getting tourists for extra. I am, because I just was in Kauai. And if you can go to the anywhere you go, grocery store, everywhere they ask you, are you resident? Your prices are way lower. And I mean way lower. Like the grocery store, the resident discount it's a lot. Like, so my mother-in-law, they have residency there. So when we go with her, she's like, I'm a resident. And we get.
They actually have lower prices for food?
Everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No idea.
Yeah. Grocery store, you walk in, if you're a resident, you get discounted.
Huh.
Yeah. And it surged if you're a tourist.
Don't give the city of San Diego any ideas.
I know, right? Yeah, don't take that. You know.
Yeah, we live in the county, so
yeah, we live in the county.
You go to 7-Eleven on J Street or something. If the Padres happen to be playing a game, or if there's
a
concert,
you're
a
resident,
that night.
Your big gulp is $1. If you're not,
it's
your big gulp is $9.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So look, you know, this is where we are right now. Just any chance that somebody can get you, they're going to get you.
All right, Zoltan says Cali, and I think other restaurants do offer, if you're a customer, free parking. If you're eating at the restaurant, even if there's a game.
That's good
to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, relax then about your parking.
All right, fine.
You can still go downtown.
And still, I mean, you still might have to worry about the traffic and everything. They can't do anything about that.
That's true. Well, have fun playing golf today. It's not, you've earned it, buddy.
Thank you. I'm going to the game on Sunday with my son. Looking forward to it. I think we're sitting in the sun, so a lot of hats and sunscreen, but... looking forward to actually going just to enjoy a baseball game this weekend.
I pulled another crap dad move for sure. Was driving home yesterday from the airport, and our buddy Ben Bruff, he owns a limo company. So he picked us up, not in a limo, it was like an expedition or something. But so we're driving home, got picked up from the airport, and he's a big Red Sox fan too. And he said, yeah, I'm going out, you know, going to go to the games or whatever. And he said, it's the one time a year I'm not a Padres fan when they play the Sox. So he's all fired up. And Bo's like, I want to go to the game. And I'm like, you just got out of an 11-day vacation to what? I need a break from going, running, and gunning. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been running and gunning and traveling, and we've been doing all the stuff that you want to do. And then Hannah goes, what kind of dad tells his son he's not taking him to a baseball game? I go, me. I'm that kind of dad. I'm the one. I don't want to drive down there this weekend. Am I a monster?
It'd be like at the end of Field of Dreams when Kevin Costner goes, hey, Dad, you want to catch?
No, I don't.
You know, we've been running and gunning a lot here. I'm going in and out of the corn all the time. Did you see? I just caught like 9 innings.
Shoeless Joe here.
Just out here. Do we have to play catch at this point?
Do this right now?
My goodness gracious.
I don't know, man. It's like, I can't.
I'll appearing in tomorrow. Just give me a break here,
like,
kid.
Come on. Like, we just got back from vacation. We just got back. So there's a decent chance I'll be out there tomorrow at the game, because I'll probably get shamed into doing it. But I just said, can we not just have a nice, relaxing day doing nothing? We've been going and going and going.
I know what you mean.
But when they say jump, you know, you feel like sometimes you have to jump or you're the worst parent of all time.
No, you're not.
That's terrible.
Hey, Dad, want to catch?
Oh, and I'm just telling. I'm warning you guys right now.
Not really.
My arm's a little sore. My Bo does want to come in on Monday because he starts school second grade, dude.
Second grade.
Start school on Tuesday. So he goes, Dad, I didn't even get a chance to come to work with you this summer. I go, let's make it happen. So brace yourself.
Kluger's had all of his kids here like all week.
Has he?
Yeah, missed that. Yeah, it's day camp around here.
They're playing Mario Kart in the conference room.
Just running around going, hey, Dad, can you get me a snack?
You know, summer's kind of winding down. You've run out of camps to go to.
Yeah, dude.
You're just counting the days until you can send them back to school. No one's there to take care of them, so here they come.
Kids start school earlier and earlier.
It's August
12th. They've been good, yes. The kids were good. There was no incidents or anything.
Did you guys put them on the air or anything?
No, one of them came in studio for a couple of minutes, but didn't.
I would have interviewed them about your dad. I would have sat them down and said, what's your dad's problem? All right, what's his major malfunction? Spill it. Man.
He's right, yeah. His school starts on Wednesday, so yeah, right at the end of summer.
Vaughn just said, I come in looking like Orange Jesus. That Hawaiian sun must cook different. That Hawaiian sun is no joke. I mean, it is no joke.
You're a lot closer to the equator. Makes a difference.
My back is peeling and it's all itchy. I'm pretty cooked.
Do you need
right
any surfer salve?
Yeah, I got some
for you right here.
I'm good. That's for you. That's for your tank. Both of you.
All right. We got Mike Schilt coming up at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. Don't forget, our manager's report is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal keeping it soft since 1925. Before that, though, we got a game of Take on Woods coming up. Your chance to qualify for our grand prize, a trip to Las Vegas, the front of the line passes for the Day Club, and $175 food and beverage credit. It's our five-question musical trivia challenge. Tier 1 v. Woods. It's coming up next. If you want to be our contestant, call in now. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Paulie will get us a contestant on the line, and we will play some Take on Woods coming up next year on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
As you know, Woods, while you were gone, I made a trip down to 7 Mile Casino for the Messy Sunday contest. Didn't win, but still enjoyed myself at San Diego's best, most upscale card room and Sammy's restaurant you're going to find anywhere.
You didn't win the Sunday competition, but I don't go to 7 Mile for the Sunday competitions. I go for the California style blackjack competitions. That's my favorite game to play there by far. But they've got Texas Hold'em, they got Pai Gow and Baccarat, which I think I would like if I could actually learn how to really play it. I hear it's very, very fun, and you have good odds as well. But great place to go. And again, homestand this weekend, pregame, postgame, 7 Mile Casino. Make it your spot.
So when you hit 21, that's a blackjack, which is the name of the game. When you hit, I think it's 9, you're supposed to hit. Is it a Baccarat? Or
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure either. I need to learn.
If you're a high-limit player, though, they want to take good care of you at 7 Mile Casino, spreading the action you're looking for. Check it out today. If you've tried another card room, if you usually drive into the East County, don't. Make the short trip down the 5 Freeway, west side of the 5 in Chula Vista on Bay Boulevard. It's 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown. Mike King coming back tomorrow. That's very exciting for the San Diego Padres. We'll talk about that with Mike Schilt coming up at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock in our manager's report. Right now, though, I see a contestant or two What? Oh, there he is, the bobblehead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's remind everybody about Michael King bobblehead night. Do you have all the information?
I do. It's August 20th against the Giants at 6:40. A crown fit for a king of the hill. The Michael King bobblehead presented by Cox. Features this Padres ace taking the throne on the mound, donning a gold cape and crown on Wednesday.
Hold it up a little higher.
Wednesday, August 20th. First 40,000 fans in attendance. First pitch set for 6:40. And more information, go to Padres.com/giveaways. Now, can I have this one? Because my kids want it. No?
They're actually giving that one away, I think.
Oh.
We have to put it back in the box.
Do we?
And then Adam is going to, we're going to give it away. Are we giving it away today?
I thought that's what he said.
All right. We've got a bunch of giveaways coming up. That's right. So we're going to give it away.
So this is the only one we have.
Let's do that with Mike Schilt's appearance. So when Mike Schilt's on, another reason to listen, we will give away the bobblehead. And we're still going to have some San Diego FC tickets to give away. But right now, we can't do either because it is time to play Take on Woods. All right, Adam says we're not giving it away, even though I distinctly remember a conversation yesterday about how we were giving one away. We were after the show in our production studio, and he said, yeah, they're going to have to come in like right away to get it.
At 11 a.m., and I go,
And I go, why do they have to come in tomorrow?
He's like, actually, you know what, just give them my email address.
And he said, yeah, and then they can come pick it up. I'm a little confused, so we'll have to get clarification on that. All right, he says next week for the bobbleheads. So hang on for that. We do have SDFC tickets later.
Long tease.
Right now, though, it's Take on Woods, and it looks like we got Juan as our contestant. Juan, want to play a little Take on Woods?
Yeah, ready.
No, he's ready. All right, Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we've got you a pretty great grand prize this month. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will be in the drawing for the two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, two VIP expedited admission passes to the AU Day Club, and a $175 food and beverage credit. Check out all the special summer rates, the no resort fees, the complimentary parking right now at rwlasvegas.com. All right, let's see. Here are your category choices today. Let me call it up. We have a song within a song. Five song titles that also include the word song in the title. We have Talk Dirty to Me, five song titles that begin with the word dirty. And we have another wish list. We had this category earlier in the week, song titles that begin with I want. So a song within a song, Talk Dirty to Me, or another wish list. Juan, what would you like to play?
Let's do song within a song.
A song within a song. Okay, today's category, five song titles that include the word song in the title. You have 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is our 2 second song. Polly is queuing it up now. You need to give me the song title and the artist to score that point. Juan, you ready to go?
Yep.
All right, let's do this. 60 seconds on the clock. Polly, the category, a song within a song. Juan, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car.
Which empowering 2015 single turned out to be a breakthrough hit for Rachel Platten?
Oh my God. Pass.
In 1983, John Mellencamp released 3 hits from his album, Crumbling Down, Pink Houses, and which track about taking on the powers that be?
Pass.
Also called You Fill Up My Senses, which 1974 number one hit by John Denver was written for his wife.
This one's really hard.
All right, maybe this next one. What's the actual title of Shaboozy's 2024 mega hit most people call Tipsy?
I'm not sure.
Right. What is your wheelhouse, by the way, in music, Juan? Because I obviously did not hit it there. Like, what would have been a better question for you? I'm just curious.
I guess anything that wasn't any of those questions.
Any of those questions. All right, well, it was tough.
Thanks for
category today. I don't think zero is going to do it. We'll leave the answers up in the air, and you can try your luck again as Woods goes through it without the category. All right.
Sorry,
Might be a tough one. We'll see. I'm still on island time.
So.
might be a tough one for you. Let's see. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Okay. Let's take on Juan.
I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car.
Pass.
Which empowering 2015 single turned out to be a breakthrough for Rachel Platten?
Pass.
In 1983, John Mellencamp's 3 hits from his album, Crumbling Down, Pink Houses, and which track about taking on the powers that be?
Authority. The Authority song.
Correct. Yeah. He also called You Fill Up My Senses, which 1974 number one hit by John Denver was written for his wife.
What is the category?
Was tough.
God bless. Pass.
What's the actual title of Shaboozy's 2024 mega hit most people call Tipsy?
At the bar?
Incorrect. Go back to our first.
I'm out.
Really?
I have no idea. No, I don't know.
All right, then you're done?
I'm done.
One.
Wow.
1-1, and it's 1-0 because Juan didn't get any.
You're joking.
Yeah,
I won.
That was tough. You did win. 1-0. I didn't realize that category. That category was called A Song Within a Song. That was Our Song by Taylor Swift, Fight Song by Rachel Platten, Authority Song by John Mellencamp, Annie Song by John Denver, and A Bar Song. You were close.
What
by Shaboozy.
Yeah, at the bar.
At the bar, yeah, a bar song.
Might be the worst category of all time.
Song within a
one
song.
Great.
I believe you know all
one
those songs.
One out of
songs.
Ten.
You know all those songs.
I've never heard of Rachel Platten in my life.
You have absolutely 100% heard that song at least 50
song.
Times.
Oh, yeah, I like that song. I like that song.
You just didn't know the title.
No, I've never heard of her.
I think those titles are weird because they all have song in the title, which is unusual.
Man. Really hard.
You won, though.
1-0.
That's not a fail. You know what? Sometimes it's 5-5. Sometimes it's 1-0. I like the randomness sometimes of Take on Woods. You never know.
It's true.
What kind of category you're going to get on a day-to-day basis. I assume Juan feels a little bit better.
Ben fail. L category.
I guarantee you, if you play all five of those songs, 99% of people will go, yeah, I have heard that song many times.
Okay.
That's usually my... The way I try to pick songs, I want to think, I want things that you'll at least recognize. Even if you don't know the title or the artist, you'll go, oh, I do know that song.
You don't need to defend yourself. No,
all right. Fine. Let's take a timeout.
It's a hard job.
When we come back, let's start to look around at the weekend. Not only the Padres, Red Sox, but who are some of the other playoff contenders facing in the National League coming up this weekend. We'll do that next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Nah, but first, if you're maxed out on credit cards, struggling with high interest debt, you can pay it all off in days with Loan Pronto's Rapid Equity Loan. It's Woodsy here to tell you that, yeah, could be a good option for you. If you do own a home right now, you can get cash out now without touching your low-rate first mortgage. No appraisals, no waiting, no BS. The Rapid Equity Loan Program at Loan Pronto is pretty incredible. That one client got $300,000 approved in under 24 hours, paid off debt, renovated their kitchen, cut their monthly expenses by $1,800. That's a pretty big turnaround. Instant approvals at Loan Pronto, low rates, no hard credit pull up front. That equity in your home is yours. Use it. Get cash out to consolidate your debt down to one easy, low monthly payment. Call Loan Pronto today for a free instant appraisal for your home. See how much cash you could get out. Call now. Get the conversation started. 619-207-4336. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. LoanPronto.com. 619-207-4336. Get debt relief now at LoanPronto.com. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1661781. On approved credit. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Now, Padres hosting the Boston Red Sox tonight. Nick Pivetta on the mound against his former team. Walker Buehler taking the mound for the Sox at 6:40. Sammy Leavitt will have your EcoWater SoCal pregame show at 5:40 today. The rest of the pitching matchups for the series are scheduled to be Lucas Giolito against Michael King tomorrow at 5:40, and then Brian Bayo against Dylan Cease on Sunday at 1:10. Pivetta, King, Cease.
I'm sure Schulte's already been asked what his, you know, plan is with Michael King and all that, but I've missed it, so I'm going to ask him, you know, what's that look like?
I don't think he has.
Oh, okay.
Other than saying that, you know, he's written in dark pencil that he was coming back, I haven't heard a lot of comments on the expectations for Michael King.
Well, listen, man, it's interesting because in at least two, now again, when I was out on vacation, I would do the show, and then I would have to go, not have to, I would get to go do incredible things with my family all day. So I wasn't monitoring, you know, Twitter and AC and AJ and everything like I usually do when I'm home. So I feel quite a lot. And so, but I have happened to notice in at least two interviews in the last maybe 10 days, he has reiterated the point, him being Mike Schilt, hey, this is not something that can continue. You know, the bullpen for 4 to 5 innings every night. We need depth out of our starters. We need length. And then I look at the starters that we have and I go, okay, I mean, you have a good shot at getting it tonight. You have a decent shot at getting it from Dylan Cease, but Yu Darvish, Nestor Cortez, who am I missing here? Who am I missing?
Dylan Cease, Michael King, Nick Pivetta.
Yeah, Michael King. Like, there's no...
Nestor Cortez,
there's no
guarantee.
Yeah, there's no guarantee those other three are going to be able to give you six or seven.
I thought I had a great analogy during the roundtable yesterday. I said Mike Schilt is the guy who's always saying, I need to start my diet, and I'm going to start it tomorrow. But today...
I'm also that guy.
Today, that slice of chocolate cake just looks so good, and the chocolate cake is his bullpen. And, you know, he's got a 1 or 2 run lead, or it's a tie game, and it's the fifth inning.
Even down the run.
He looks out at the bullpen, and it's just calling to him. He's like, oh, I cannot resist. It just looks so delicious, and I know it's going to make me so happy when I'm eating that delicious chocolate cake. And I go to my bullpen, and I feel really good because, well, they're probably going to get the job done for me, and I'm going to win that game. But then afterwards, I'm going to say, but I really need to stop doing this because I'm using them too much, and our starters need to go longer. But then the next day, it's like, it's a close game again, and we've got that pie, and it's just delicious. So, and I know Mike Schilt doesn't eat sweets, but he does.
Allegedly.
His sweets are his bullpen.
Oh.
And it's very hard to resist that bullpen when it's just calling to you out there with all those just delicious arms that you can go to late in the game.
Yeah.
And why would I stick with my starter when I've got something, it's bad for me, but it's so good.
The worst it's the worst needle to thread, right? The hardest one to thread. And you know, Nestor Cortez the other day was a good example because he really came out in the first couple innings and you're like, I can't believe this, man. This is going to be a disaster. He ended up getting through 4 2/3 and, you know, threw up the zeros late and only gave up 2 runs. And, you know, you have to have a little faith in the veteran guys that can do it. But with a guy like Michael King coming back, we just don't know what to expect. You just have no idea. So for him, I'm sure there's got to be some sort of limit, right?
I expect a little rust.
Yeah.
I certainly don't expect him to go deep into the game tomorrow, but I also expect within 2 or 3 starts he will be Michael King because he's always been Michael King, and he's not coming off any structurally damaging injury. You know, he should be able to, I think, fairly quickly be throwing like one of the best pitchers in the National League, which is what he is.
I mean, don't you think even if he's cruising through 5?
Be careful with
him. You got to be careful with him, right?
Until he's totally stretched out.
Okay.
I think he threw 61 pitches in his last rehab start, which the numbers were bad. Although I was watching some of the video that the El Paso Chihuahuas put up, and you know, the movement looked pretty good, looked very good. Michael King-like. So I'm going, like, that looks like Michael King to me.
Good.
So I would think, you know, probably 80 to 85 pitches is a target that they probably have in mind.
I'm going to ask the boss.
Yeah,
He won't tell me?
Well, I mean, he won't want to get too specific. Right. You know how he doesn't like to lock himself into something? Because, you know,
dark pencil locks it in.
That's he did. He did.
I'm going to say, all right, Mike, which color pencil are you going to use?
Sometimes, you know,
light or dark?
Plans change. Obviously, you got to be flexible. We understand that.
Yep.
I hope he knows that we do understand that even when you say something, occasionally,
change my mind.
Throw the plan out the window.
Change my mind.
That didn't work out the way we hoped it will because it's baseball.
But
that happens all the time.
At the end of the day, I'm elated to have Michael King back on the bump. And again, a lot of credit to the guys for steadying themselves and riding the ship, kind of riding out some of the storm with these guys being down.
All right. This is a big weekend.
Big.
Because it is NL West versus AL East top two. And both sides. This could be kind of a pivotal weekend. We'll talk about it after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So Petco Park, second place in the AL East. The Boston Red Sox taking on second place in the NL West. The San Diego Padres. Meanwhile, up in Los Angeles, first place in the AL East. Toronto Blue Jays take on first place in the NL West. LA Dodgers. And game one of the series tonight, brought to you by Shady Acres Retirement Home, has Max Scherzer going up against Clayton Kershaw. Combined age, I don't know, like 80 or something?
Yeah, at least, I think,
on the mound tonight in the opener to a series. Toronto is coming off, well, it was Colorado, but I believe they had like 65 hits in the 3-game series against the Rockies.
They're seeing it well.
45 some odd runs in 3 games. I mean, it's Coors Field, it's the Rockies, but you're still coming in with a little bit of momentum rolling into that series. And Toronto, who of course swept the Padres in Toronto earlier this season, has been playing pretty good baseball for most of the summer.
I read earlier, Scherzer and Kershaw will face off for the first time since, I think it was 2008. And in that game, it was, who was it? It was supposed to be Greg Maddux versus Randy Johnson pitching in that game, and it ended up being a young Clayton Kershaw and a young Max Scherzer.
Interesting.
Thought I saw that somewhere. I got to double check.
They're a combined 78 years old.
78 years old
yeah.
on the mound tonight.
Still, I mean, they're still getting outs. Kershaw, especially, has been really effective for them this year, much to my surprise and chagrin.
Dodgers then will have, it'll be Bassett against Snell tomorrow, and Eric Lauer against Yoshinobu Yamamoto on Sunday.
Now, he's a Dodger killer, straight up.
Eric Lauer is
a Dodger killer, like almost worth getting him back at some point. Jordan in the chat says, if the Blue Jays sweep, I will Instagram live chugging a bottle of maple syrup. I will not, but I will be absolutely watching that. That would be awesome. That would be very, very helpful, and I'll be pulling for our Canadian friends to do some damage.
Yeah, it's, I mean, one way or another, if, you know, Padres have a good series and, you know, the Blue Jays have a good series, Padres can catch the Dodgers. The Blue Jays can also extend their lead in the AL East against the Red Sox, and then vice versa could go the other way. The Boston Red Sox could close the gap on the Blue Jays, if they have a good weekend in San Diego and the Blue Jays falter in L.A., and the Dodgers could extend the spread between them and the San Diego Padres. So pretty important and critical weekend in the National League West.
Fun weekend.
The rest of the playoff contenders this weekend, already mentioned Cincinnati Reds continue a four-game series in Pittsburgh. They've already had their designated L against Paul Skeens. Yep. I'd imagine that the rest of the series gets a little bit easier, although Mitch Keller pitching tonight has been pretty good for Pittsburgh, and that series is in Pittsburgh. The reeling New York Mets, who are currently in the final wild card spot in the National League, they take on the Milwaukee Brewers. So they're going on the road against one of the hottest teams in baseball.
Watch them sweep them now.
I know. They're one of the coldest teams in the National League right now, but you can see a scenario where if the Mets don't turn it around quickly, the Padres could then put some distance between even them and the last wild card team, and the Reds are thinking maybe this is our chance to make up some ground on the Mets this week in the wild card race. And then elsewhere, you've got the Chicago Cubs, who are right now the first wild card team. They're going into St. Louis. You know, Cardinals are not great, but they just took 2 of 3 from the Dodgers, and that remains a rivalry type game. So I imagine the Cardinals will take it fairly seriously.
Do you see what they're doing this weekend? They're bringing Yachty back as a guest coach. A guest coach. He's going to have him in there in uniform, in the dugout, hanging out with the Cardinals.
Hmm.
Somebody said,
my chill didn't think of that first.
Somebody said, that's weird to have your replacement come in and hang out with you in the dugout, which, I mean, get crazy. That absolutely could happen to Ollie Marmol in St. Louis. But, yeah, Yachty will be in uniform hanging out with the boys in a big series.
And then the other playoff contender, the Phillies, are in Texas taking on the Rangers. Rangers have been playing good lately, and they are right there in the American League playoff chase at the moment. That'll be Christopher Sanchez against Merrill Kelly.
Yep.
New Rangers pitcher acquired from the Diamondbacks. And, you know, as I mentioned, the Padres, if they want to get, you know, ultimately where they're going, they don't only have to pass the Dodgers. They also have to pass either the Phillies or the Brewers to get a top two seed. Right now, the Philadelphia Phillies are currently 65-49, so 16 games above 500, but that's just a game and a half ahead of the Padres. So they're within striking distance and could get some help from the Texas Rangers this weekend in that three-game series in Arlington.
Man, it's getting good. It's getting really, really good. You had some teams, Benny, that a lot of people thought were going to run away with it. Right, like the Mets, you know, the way that they played kind of earlier in the season, they got really, really hot. The Dodgers, everyone thought they were going to run away with it. I mean, this is really what it's made of. The Cubs, and now you got other teams that you know, people thought were dead and buried. They are coming back, man. This is what it's all about. This is where it gets really fun.
Pretty exciting, for sure. And you know, I think there's been more parity than we expected this
much
year.
Much more than I expected.
Although in the National League, you know, depending on what the Mets do, we may get down to the last couple of weeks of the season without a lot of drama in terms of which the six playoff teams are.
Potentially.
The Reds are hoping to stick around. If they don't, you know, you get to a scenario whereby, you know, halfway through September, you got six teams that are all 99% or higher to make the playoffs. So it may not be a great necessarily postseason chase, but you'll also have six teams that all probably feel like they have a pretty good chance once they get to the playoffs of potentially going deep and making it to the World Series.
Fired up for it all.
One of the other topics we had just a couple minutes here before the top of the hour at the end of the roundtable yesterday. Obviously, we know the trades improved the Padres' standing as of now. We also know that they mortgaged, you know, a lot of prospects for the future. But next season, how do you feel like the Padres are set up, you know, regardless of what happens here? Because their lineup, even if they don't re-sign any of their own free agents, I made the point that you could already put a lineup on the field with Laureano, Merrill, and Tatis in the outfield, Manny, Xander, Jake, and Gavin Sheets in the infield, and Freddie Fermin behind the plate.
Correct.
Now, they may bring back, you know, Luis Arraez, they may not, but you don't necessarily have to go out and get anyone to fill out a starting lineup for next season. I'm assuming the Padres pick up the $6 million option on Ramon Laureano.
That seems like a no-brainer.
That's like a no-brainer. You know, rotation-wise, you'll have Joe Musgrove coming back. Yu Darvish obviously still there. Nick Pivetta is under contract for next season. Dylan Cease and Michael King are both free agent, but you did pick up J.P. Sears as part of your rotation as well. That's an area where you probably do need to look around and make some additions. And then the bullpen, even if Robert Suarez opts out, You got Mason Miller. You got Jason Adam is coming back. You've got Adrian Morihone coming back under control. Jeremiah Estrada is coming back. David Morgan is coming back. You've got other arms in the minor league. Sean Reynolds. Yuki's still under contract. Wandy's still under contract, although you might be able to trade Wandy in the offseason. He's pitched pretty well this year. It'd be something they might think of.
That would be something. And then Mason Miller potentially converting to a starter.
Potentially.
I keep seeing the back and forth on it, and I think he's amenable to it, and you know, we'll worry about that in the offseason.
O'Hearn is a free agent.
Yeah.
He's just a rental, so I can't include him as coming back. But
yep.
They didn't really hurt themselves for next season. In fact, they helped themselves for next season at the trade deadline this year.
Yeah, there's definitely a serviceable team.
Right.
It actually looks better than it did going into this
exactly.
season. Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, the future, who knows? But next year, it still looks all right with what AJ did at the trade deadline. All right, we'll come back. It is time for the Manager's Report. Mike Schilt will join us to kick off hour number 4 of Ben & Woods on a Friday here on 97.3 The Fan.